Ben is so mixed up that he's begun to do magic tricks involuntarily. He reached for his credit card at the gas station and pulled out the Queen of Hearts. He made his electricity bill disappear and set the rosebush in his backyard on fire. He took a quarter from behind an elderly woman's ear as he was helping her cross the turnpike and nearly sent her into cardiac arrest. Worst of all, he's no longer allowed into the Owl Cafe at the north end of the turnpike, where he usually has breakfast, since lately he sets all the soft-boiled eggs spinning and rips the tablecloths off each table he passes on the way to his regular booth. Ben can't think of anything but Jillian. He started to carry a rope around with him in order to tie and untie Tom Fool and Jacoby knots, a bad habit that comes back to him whenever he's nervous or when he can't get what he wants. But even the rope isn't helping. He wants her so much that he's fucking her inside his head when he should be doing things like putting on his brakes at a stoplight or discussing the influx of Japanese beetles with his next-door neighbor, Mrs. Fishman. He's so overheated that the cuffs of his shirts are singed. He's hard constantly, ready for something that looks as if it's never going to happen. Ben doesn't know what to do to win Jillian over. He has no idea. So he goes to see Sally, ready to beg for her help. But Sally won't even open the door for him. She speaks through the screen with a distant tone, as if he'd appeared on her front stoop with a vacuum to sell, instead of arriving with his heart in his hand. "Take my advice," Sally suggests. "Forget Jillian. Don't even think about her. Marry some nice woman." But Ben Fry made up his mind the minute he saw Jillian standing beneath the lilacs. Or maybe it wasn't his mind that was so intensely affected, but now every piece of him wants her. And so when Sally tells him to go home, Ben refuses to leave. He sits down on the porch as though he had something to protest, or all the time in the world. He's there all day, and when the 6 o'clock whistle at the fire station over on the turnpike blows, he still hasn't moved. Jillian won't even speak to him when she comes home from work. Already today, she has lost her watch and her favorite lipstick. At work, she dropped so many hamburgers on the floor, she could have sworn someone was tipping the plates right out of her hands. Now Ben Fry is here and in love with her, and she can't even kiss him or wrap her arms around him because she's poison and she knows it, which is just her luck.